Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sasha licked her lips sensually as she stepped into her boss's office. Mr. Harris was 20 years her senior, in such a handsome silver fox. He always wore the most exquisite tailor-made suits that enhanced his already muscular body, and it drove her crazy with desire. The 24-year-old blonde woman knew better than to sleep with her boss. Not only could she lose her job if HR found out about it, but his wife was already on the lookout for potential affairs. None of it mattered to Sasha, though. A month before, they had started an affair, and ever since then, they had been going at it hot and heavy almost every day, both in the office and after hours. Perhaps that was why all her usually demure outfits had been replaced by short skirts, tight blouses, and tight little dresses. Still professional looking, but sexy as hell. It made it impossible for Mr. Harris to look away from her hourglass figure whenever she stepped into his office. And that was just the way she liked it. "You called me Mr. H?" she purred hotly, wiggling her hips from side to side, hotly with each new step. She was carrying a notebook and pen, but she knew she wouldn't be scribbling anything down. After all, he immediately motioned towards the door and huskily commanded, "Close the door behind you, please, Sasha." And she did, smirking hotly at her handsome boss. Her blonde hair cascaded prettily down her back, her black pencil skirt wrapped around her round, sexy hips, so beautifully, and her white blouse gave just enough of a glimpse down her stunning cleavage that any red-blooded man would be lusting for her within instants. "Come over here, gorgeous," he grunted huskily, pulling his chair back so that she'd have enough space to climb on top of him easily. She took her time walking over to the desk, giving him more than enough time to stare at her swaying hips, the gentle motion of her breasts with each new step, her impossibly long legs and those black high heels. "What can I do for you today, Mr. H?" she purred hotly, her voice so low and raspy, biting her lower lip as she leaned in against the desk. "I want you to make this boring day a whole lot more exciting, Sasha," he replied at once. And as she cast her gaze down his body, she reached his lap, noticing just how erect he was. It was noticeable even through the fabric of his expensive suit, and that was the way she loved it. "Do you get this hard for your wife?" she asked, reaching out her hand and grabbing his erection through his pants, making him groan with arousal. "No, never. Only for you," he moaned softly as she began teasing him over his pants, loving how hot and bothered he got all of a sudden. "So I'm sexier than your wife," she teased him, slowly starting to unzip his pants, raising her brow sharply. "Yes, hell yes. You're so much better than her. Your body's amazing. Fuck me already, Sasha. I need you so badly," he grunted. And she wasn't going to keep him waiting. Sasha fished out his cock from his pants and immediately dropped onto the ground, ready to play with it for a while before actually impaling herself with his massive dick. It was truly one of the thickest cocks she had ever seen in her life, and she loved playing with it. Of course, the fact that she got a great bonus in her paycheck ever since she started sleeping with her boss was one hell of a perk. She rolled her tongue over his bulbous head at first, flicking it from side to side, making him groan softly. A drop of pre-cum landed on her tongue, and she gulped it greedily before she continued to slide her tongue all over his thick dick, lower and lower, until she reached his balls. Once there, she sucked one of them in and suckled at it hotly, making him moan until she switched up for the next. It was when she felt him tensing with delight that Sasha moved up his shaft once more, until she reached his crown once again. Wrapping her lips around it, she began to expertly bob her head up and down his shaft, taking inch after inch inside her greedy mouth. Oh yeah, baby. Fuck, you're such a good little cocksucker. Ugh, he grunted with arousal, bucking his hips up as she continued to move her head up and down his shaft. Her lips were wrapped so tightly around his cock, she could feel himself pulsating inside her, throbbing with increased arousal. He placed his hand on the top of her blonde head and helped her move faster and faster. Sasha took him deep inside her mouth, allowing his bulbous head to slide into her throat, managing to swallow him whole with such ease. It was only when he was quivering from head to toes, lost in the throes of passion, that Sasha finally slid away from his cock, a string of pre-cum and saliva connecting her lips to the bulbous head for an instant. She winked hotly at the older man as she stood up once more. He groaned with delight as the younger secretary began rolling the hem of her skirt up her impossibly long legs, eventually revealing she was wearing nothing underneath her outfit, ready for him to plunge that thick, erect cock deep inside her. "Let me ride you," she purred hotly, and he nodded at once, loving the way she took charge and knew exactly what he wanted, what he needed. "Fuck yeah," he replied immediately, leaning back so she had more space. Sasha sensually climbed on top of the massive office chair, resting one knee on either side of his legs, grabbing his cock firmly and rubbing it against her entrance. "I love to fuck you in your office. It's so dirty. Like we could be caught at any second," she cooed hotly as she lowered herself onto his cock, inch after inch. "Mmm," he moaned, placing his hands on her round, thick hips. "Yeah, it's so hot. You're a pervy little slut, aren't you?" She giggled hotly as she began to ride him like a wild cowgirl, bouncing up and down his shaft over and over again. The chair squeaked but didn't budge. Fortunately, it was sturdy enough to support their weight. Her boobs, barely contained by her white blouse, bounced up and down enticingly, and he squeezed them hard, quickly discovering her nipples and giving them a playful little pinch. "That's it. It feels so good. Your cock feels so good inside me," she moaned loudly as she continued to move up and down his shaft, clenching her pussy around his girth so that he throbbed hard inside her. Her boss began to thrust his hips up against her pussy, effectively moving in tandem, fucking roughly, quickly, knowing that at any moment they might be interrupted. It didn't take long for the pleasure they shared to rise further and further until it reached that inevitable peak that drove them both insane with arousal. He grabbed the back of her head and pulled her into a kiss so that they could both muffle their intense moans by making out passionately as she jumped one last time on his cock before grounding herself against his lap. Their tongues danced together wildly as they shared muffled little moans and grunts, their bodies tensing together as they shared the incredible height of their shared orgasm. Finally, though Sasha slowly slid away, standing back up and adjusting her skirt with a playful little smirk on her full lips. "I think the phone's ringing," she told him teasingly, as she cleaned her lips with the back of her hand and winked at her boss. As she waltzed out of his office, as if they hadn't just fucked each other's brains out just a moment before.